My name is Kiahu Kuhuanui, and you're listening to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
This is Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, episode number 67. I'm Karen, and I'm here to introduce the live Q&A panel that we did with Kiahu Kahuanui, who plays Danny on Teen Wolf. This was at Indie PopCon 2014, and it'll be the second of the two live podcasts that we did while we were there at the convention. Danya, Courtney, and I were up on stage with Kiahu, and we asked him a bunch of questions, some of which came from you guys, and then we opened it up to the audience that was there, and we got some really good answers out of him. So, as always, you can contact us at NATW Podcast on Twitter, at NATW Podcast on Instagram, which has a bunch of pictures from IndiePopCon, natwpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us, and notanotherteenwolfpodcast.tumblr.com. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
All right. We are ready to start IndiePopCon. It is time for the Teen Wolf podcast and Q&A, and I want to introduce first the cast of Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, and they're going to take it from here and introduce themselves, introduce our special guest, Kiahu, and as they finish up, we're going to move to the audience for some questions, so that'll be awesome. So take it away, Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
Hi, guys. It's lovely to see you all. We're just a podcast weekly podcast. We cover news if you haven't seen us, episode recaps, and cast interviews. So we are here with Kiahu, who you all know plays Danny on Teen Wolf, right? But yeah, so he has also been in Hawaii Five-O. And The Secret Life of an American Teenager. So tell us a little bit about those shows as well.
Who watches any of those shows?
Yeah!
One person.
Yeah,
it was
like two.
No. If you watched them, if you've watched Hawaii Five-O, even if you haven't, it's a procedural, crime, investigative show. Takes place in Hawaii.
It's really good. If you haven't checked it out, you totally need to check it out, because I really love that show as well.
And Secret Life of American Teenager, it's about teenagers in America.
And secrets. That
and
sounds familiar.
In high school. Sounds interesting, right? Just go watch Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Which is definitely what we're all here for, because everyone loves Danny, right?
Yeah.
We need more Danny, right?
So obviously you're here at Indie PopCon. Have you had a lot of opportunity to kind of walk around and have a look at everything and sort of see what's going on?
I did. It actually surprised me how big Indie PopCon is, considering it's the first one. I wouldn't have assumed it was the first one. And everybody's so nice. I don't know. I wish they were nicer where I live.
What's been your favorite thing to see so far?
Well, I'm a big fan of cosplay, so obviously from last night, you guys could tell that I'm a little bit into it. And the costumes were just incredible. I mean, the work you guys put into it, wow. In fact, I even learned some things. I feel like I know my materials. My material science a lot, but I mean, the creativity and the unique use of a lot of different materials that were put into making the costumes were just incredible.
Is there any particular one that stood out to you over the others, or?
Well, we chose seven. So those definitely. I mean, anything that's made is completely from scratch is just very impressive, especially if it reads like you look at it and you can't tell what it's made, or you have to ask. That's, I mean, good job.
Yeah, the craftsmanship that goes into some of the costumes is phenomenal. Like, even seeing them walking around, just you kind of stop and you have to, like, take a second look and go, wow, that's amazing.
They're really intricate. They put a lot of work into them. So here's a fun nerdy question. If you got a chance to live in a fictional world like Middle Earth, Narnia, Hogwarts, what would it be and why?
I feel like I just answered this question at some point. But I would choose probably, I think the consensus was Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Because, well, wait, hold on. Let me get my reasoning. Oh, hold on. Let me finish. No. Hogwarts is... I think if you put all the fantasy worlds together side by side and you try and figure out where you would want to live, Hogwarts has the most potential to exploit a lot of the things that you would like to enjoy about other worlds. So it's like, why not get the best of everything? I mean, I think in Hogwarts you can do pretty much anything that all the other worlds have.
So if you...
If you're a wizard.
Yeah, if you could sort yourself into a house, or if you have a particular house, what would your one be and what would Danny's be?
If I had a what? Sorry.
A house. Hogwarts house.
What would I be?
Yeah.
Probably Ravenclaw.
Woo! Thank you.
Danny? Danny might be... I want to say he'd be Slytherin.
I kind of like that.
And
though.
No response!
Come on! There's got to be a resident Slytherin in the house for that, right? There we go.
Danny likes being friends with the bad guys, even though he doesn't know it.
Nice. No, he totally knows.
Yeah, he knows. Danny. Danny knows.
You know, hashtag.
So we know you have a pretty wide array of interests and hobbies that you like to do. Is there any job on set that you would like to, if you could switch places with one crew member, what would you like to do on set?
Would I have to switch?
You would have
to. Oh, I know which one. Writer.
Nah.
No, actually, I don't want his job ever. Yeah, writer. Actually, writers, it's a fun job if you can write like Jeff can.
Yeah.
Well,
most of the time.
Well, then, if you could write anything into the plot of Teen Wolf, if you could have your dream episode to kind of influence any character at all, what would you write into the show?
That's like a lot of responsibility. I'm not that responsible. I don't think I could take on that task yet. Because it's kind of like asking if you could change anything about your life that you've lived already in the past, what would you change? And I mean, yeah, we've all gone through our ups and downs, but I wouldn't change them because I wouldn't... Who knows what I would have experienced as a result of that change. Both good and bad. It's the whole butterfly effect, you know? Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
So, you know, with Danny, is there anything that you would like to see him do in the future? Any plot lines that you would really like to see him go through, like any situations or conflicts?
Well, I did mention that I'd like him... I'd like to see what would happen if he met Miguel again. I think that'd be interesting, because he obviously knows a little bit more about what's going on. But also... Man. I'd like him to start being a little bit more curious about what's going on and investigative. Because he always seems to be like wrong place, wrong time, and then gets out unscathed somehow. And then I don't know, and I think he should figure that stuff out.
Do you think there's any possibility he knew who Miguel was the entire time?
Danny knows everything.
Well, something we've thought a lot about on the show is Lydia and Danny's friendship. Because obviously they knew each other through Jackson, who was Danny's best friend. But do you think they were friends outside of Jackson?
No. That's my final answer. I don't think they go shopping together.
Well, not to bring the mood down a little bit, because I know we don't like talking about Allison, because that's still very fresh in our mind. Okay. But we know that Allison and Danny weren't incredibly close. But, you know, anytime there is a big tragedy in the town or the school amongst friends, it does have some sort of ripple effect. So we know that you can't talk a lot about season four, but do you think that Allison's death will affect Danny in any way?
Yes, but indirectly. I mean, everything that's been happening in Beacon Hill so far, whether it's to Danny, actually most of the stuff doesn't happen to him directly, but as a result of what's going on, I mean, look at what happened to Jackson, right. And then what happened to, and the whole thing with Matt, and what else happened in Teen Wolf? I don't remember. and then the whole loft party, I mean...
Yeah,
it's. I think he's tied into enough of the other characters that it's going to affect him one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, then obviously going off the back of Danny knowing more than he let on, when do you think he found out about what was going on in Beacon Hills? And did you freak out about it as much as we did when you found out?
Oh, when I read that script... I mean, literally, my face was, what? The fans are going to go crazy. How am I not going to talk about that? it was so tough not to say anything and not to hint at it either, because people were asking me all the time. Every now and then I'd like read through some of the stuff that's posted on Tumblr, and... Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. That's right. But it was more to figure out, because I think some people in the production office, they look through those posts to see like what fans are thinking, so that they kind of steer, I guess, I don't know if away or to towards, but I know that like there were some theories. I was like, wow, they had it dead on. Like, how did they do that? Because some TV shows that I watch, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll just stay tuned next week.
So how do you think everyone else is going to react if they find out that Danny knows?
We really should have kept our voices down.
Yeah. Whisper better.
I don't think they've ever been worried about that. I think, it's like I gotta, half the time I gotta make up answers, because I'm like, I don't want to give anything away. But then maybe I'm telling the truth, but maybe I'm not.
Never
Who knows?
Know.
Danny knows. I think that I mean, so many people know now. That right. they're probably just gonna be like, okay, well, maybe he'll figure out how to stay out of trouble so we don't have to go and save him anymore.
What are you most excited about that you've seen that's coming up for Danny? But without like actually giving anything away, is there anything like really good that's coming up for him as a character? Because we know lacrosse is coming back.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to think. Don't make any faces. Don't make any faces. Don't indicate. I think it'll be interesting to see how he interacts with all the new kids.
So baby Dylan.
At Beacon Hills. Baby Dylan. Yeah, it's actually really confusing. I mean, two Dylans. Because you're like, which one? We already call each other by last name, though. Because there's two Tylers. Now there's two Dylans.
Okay. If you can describe season 4 in one word, what would it be?
Newbies. It has a lot to do with them, so.
I kind of like the idea of that, though.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, every show needs a little bit, like, a refresh, I think. And with having lost, I mean, how many characters have we lost?
A lot.
Lost or just died temporarily.
And then disappeared to London.
Yes. Moved away. Body never found. Unknown.
But yeah, I'm totally excited to see like kind of how they'll integrate with the characters that we already know and love. I think that's the exciting part, is how they fit in, how they then affect and change the characters that we already know. Like, that's the exciting part for me.
Yeah. I mean, even Kira is a good example
of
how she started to change the dynamic. The interaction with Kira and Allison, for example, and that whole history. I mean, I think the scene of them interacting at the blacklight party, that was really interesting because I feel it was something that people can also relate to. I mean, how many times has that happened to you at like a party and you're like, ugh, new girlfriend, not good. They're holding hands. I gotta go.
Awkward. Yeah. Well, that's it from our pre-done questions. So if you guys got any questions you want to ask, there's a microphone. Hey, John. Come and join this lovely gentleman if you've got anything
never,
to ask.
Never far away.
Yeah.
So who has questions for Kiahu? I love saying that. Kiahu. Such a strong name.
He totally needs his own theme music.
All right.
Okay. My question is, do you watch all of the shows of Teen Wolf? And if you do... do all of the cast members come to watch them together or not?
Sorry, it is speak closer.
That's all right. Do you actually watch all of the episodes of the show yourself? And do you guys ever get together as a cast to watch them together?
Yeah, we're forced to watch every episode 5 times at least and then give a report of how the show was like done in post production. No, we get together when the show's airing and we watch independently of when it's airing. So it's kind of hard to live tweet sometimes unless we're at home watching the actual feed. But we usually get together as like a big cast, both dead, alive, supernatural, all the above, and we watch each episode. I haven't seen all of them, but I've read. I feel like the ones that I haven't seen, I've read, and the ones I've... Wait. It's Sunday. I'm tired. Yes, you know what I mean.
My question is, what's your favorite thing to do on set when you're not filming?
Sorry, what was the question again?
What's your favorite thing to do on set when you're not filming?
Oh, I like to go to set when they're not using the sets and take pictures with my camera and lighting set up. I set up a lot of like places where like Danny doesn't belong. Yeah, exactly. I like to go and just, I don't know, play around because it's a really unique thing to have such a cool, realistic looking set to go and just be like take selfies.
Have you guys seen the photo that he did that looks like one of the 3A promotional pictures? Yeah. Can you just imagine him sneaking into Derek's loft? Just Danny just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, fortunately, no one's there. But it is kind of funny because I'm like, after this, the shot is set up and I take it, I'm like, this would be such a funny story if, like, Danny was just hanging out in Derek's loft. But the sets are actually really neat. When you get to look really close, I mean, they're sets, but at the same time, the amount of detail that's been put into them is insane.
Derek's loft is amazing. We got to see that, and it's so real. The bricks look incredibly real until you touch it and realize that they're not real bricks, but the detail that goes into it is incredible.
I've gotten a lot of ideas about what to do to my apartment. because they're all facades, but really all you care about is what it looks like. It doesn't have to be functional.
You should just get one of the guys to redo your apartment for you.
There's only so much I'm allowed to do to my apartment before.
Oh. Yeah. That's not great.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Over here.
If there was one other character that you could, like, see Danny strike up a real, like, friendship with and get really close with, who would you pick?
Nice. Thinking of all the characters. Actually, I think, and I'm a little biased, too, because I really like Melissa Ponzio. She's amazing to work with, but I think Danny and Melissa McCall, Mama McCall, I think that would be a great, like, interesting pairing, like, cause she's what she lacks, he makes up for, and like technical savvy and whatnot, and she would always be there to save his life in case he's about to die.
And Melissa Ponzio is one of the coolest chicks on the planet.
She is awesome. I love Melissa Ponzio is cool. If she's at any con you guys, and she's nearby you guys, go.
She beat me on the chest. It's on film. It's awesome.
But an in that Danny could have with Melissa, the character, is that we know from season one that she doesn't have a very good password because Peter got to hack that to send the text message.
I don't think people in Beacon Hills have very good passwords in general.
Scott included.
Except for Danny. Unless that's how he got caught and got in trouble.
Oh. All right, our next question. Right here in the front.
When scrolling through Tumblr, have you run into much fan art for the pairing Coldsteric? And if so, how do you feel about it?
Personally, I don't search the Steric tag. However, I have, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, seen some of the Steric artwork, and it is, some of them are incredible. I mean, that's not to say that other Teen Wolf art isn't also incredible, but it's all the fan art that we've seen collectively, and we've had a lot submitted also, is just like mind-blowing. I'm like, why are you watching Teen Wolf? Like, you can draw and make your own show.
Because there's the one that's in the Teen Wolf production offices at the moment, the one where it's Styles and then Derek is the wolf kind of holding out the flower that they made Dylan take the picture in front of.
We have, in the production office, we have some of the fan art hanging up, like some of the best stuff that people liked that work in the production office. And it's really cool. It's great. It's also, I was telling Don that I really like, I want to be animated. It's cool.
All right, next question. Oh, she's like eager with anticipation.
So I really like Danny as a character, and on the show, I think he's a really good representative character, but he's often like left out of the loop of what's like really going on. Like he's more like behind the scenes kind of character. And I was just wondering how you feel about Danny, like how you would feel about him if you knew him in real life, and what you feel he brings to the show. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. I had to listen very hard, very carefully. You guys are all like dark silhouettes from here.
Shadows.
I feel that, you know, again, I don't often know what the larger picture is in the story, because so, again, I'm not in the writer's room, and I've always, you know, with Jeff and with the amazingly talented writers that we have in the office, it's hard to understand how changing an attribute or a dynamic with one character can change the flow of an entire story. Not to mention, we have a lot of characters. So in order to build on their backgrounds and not make them all seem pointless, it's difficult to give everyone time. And I mean, I feel like there are some instances where Danny could have had a little bit more involvement in one thing or another. But again, there have been surprises down the line that I've been like, oh, if I knew back then where this was going, then I like, you know, then I probably would have done something differently, or I might have. I don't know. It's a shoulda, coulda, woulda, and I, again, like, not being in the writer's room, that's just, I do the best that I can with what I'm given. Yeah.
I still think some of his scenes with, like, Styles and with Jackson are, like, they're right up there in my top 10 moments. Like, I think the majority of the scenes with Jackson and Styles and Danny, like, yeah, separately, they've all made my top 10. So
I mean, and that's one thing I've been very grateful for, is that the scenes that Danny is in have been, I mean, fans have reacted incredibly positively to. I mean, that one scene with Miguel was, I mean, it was fun to shoot. And we rushed through that scene. It was a very, very busy day on set. And then to have it be one of the highlights of the season was, you know, great, especially considering my screen time.
I've got a question. Ooh. So how many of you in the audience were fans of the original Teen Wolf movie? All right. How many of you had never seen the original Teen Wolf movie until you started watching this show? All right. Interesting. Whoa. Interesting. So for me, Teen Wolf is Michael J. Fox on the back of the Wolfmobile doing backflips as he's urban surfing. So has there been criticism of the direction that this show takes? And two, how do you as an actor on the show respond to that?
Sorry, can you repeat the first part of the question?
Has there been criticism from about the direction that this show has taken? It's much darker, it's much more real.
Oh, okay.
And how, as a member of the cast, do you respond to that?
I think there are two sort of conflicting expectations that we've encountered with Teen Wolf. And the first one is the movie. It's such a departure from the movie that it's almost, I mean, besides the fact that we've borrowed the names and the city and the setting, everything else is different. I mean, it's a very, very different direction. So, I feel like when people realize that, it's almost just we borrowed the name and that was it, then people are okay, because we weren't trying to go in the same direction as Michael J. Fox movie. I mean, it's a campy comedy. It's great. if you enjoy that kind of movie, it's awesome. And I'm a huge fan of Michael J. Fox, but we almost should have gone with a different name, just so that there wasn't that misleading expectation. The other one is that MTV took a big step in trying to take on scripted television again, and with Teen Wolf, that was like one of their babies, and a lot of people didn't understand, like, when MTV had Teen Wolf on the network, that it wasn't going to be like a reality show or something. Like, the expectation was just people weren't connecting the dots and then giving Teen Wolf necessarily a first try. But when people see it, when they see the pilot episode, a lot of people have been hooked, and here you guys are, season 4. So overall, it's been positive, and I actually kind of like the fact that we've done something that's not that wasn't expected. That was a surprise, because a lot of people, I find that more often than not, people are skeptical, but then they're pleasantly surprised.
So another trivia question for you guys, and Kiahu, this would I would be interested to know if you know the answer to this too. So the original Teen Wolf concept was actually based on another movie starring Michael Landon. Does anyone know what that movie was? Anyone? Kiahu, do you know?
No.
Eric knows in the back. It was So I Was a Teenage Werewolf in the 50s. Big, huge hit. And they basically remade it for Teen Wolf in the 80s, and now you guys are taking it in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? All right, right down here in the front.
Actually, I have one funny fact. The director that I worked with on the episode of Hawaii Five-O was the original Styles on the Teen Wolf movie. Oh. The original Styles. The makeup guy in the makeup trailer, he has a picture of him doing the makeup for Michael J. Fox on Teen Wolf.
Wow.
Yeah. Small world.
It is.
Okay, I feel like this is a really commonly asked question, but what is it like playing a gay character on a TV show?
What is it like? It's like playing a gay character on a TV show.
Yeah, I don't know how to reword
that. I mean,
you
would be surprised the boundaries that we push, especially in theater or in other. I mean, even when we're doing training or just practicing. I mean, there are times when you do scenes with scene partners or. You know, you're exercising your craft, and I mean, it can be anything. It can be gay, lesbian, transsexual, crack addict. Think about the worst of the worst and the best of the best types of people in this world, and it's an actor's responsibility and job to explore those parts of our humanity. So regardless of what attributes make up the character, it doesn't, I mean, you just find the best parts of it or the parts that are most applicable to the situation and you go with it. I mean, it's acting.
Do you find, though, that fans assume you are that character in real life?
I feel like sometimes the boundaries are a little grayed because people see you and they expect to meet Danny or they expect to meet Styles or Derek. But the reality is, and I have a hard time when I'm watching movies or TV shows with friends of mine on them. I'm like, that's not what they're like in person. I'm like, I can't watch this because they're not like that. It psychs me out a little bit. But that's just me. But it's funny when people I mean, it's even funny when people know, they feel like they know who you are before they've actually met you in person. I mean, that's the nature of being an actor, I suppose.
All right, any more questions? I'm going to go over here.
Hi. If you could pick a supernatural creature, which one would you pick to be?
Like, anywhere that ever existed? I think Silver Surfer is still my answer. But he cannot be tied to Galactus anymore. That I don't want. I don't want that part. But Silver Surfer, I mean, he can explore the universe. And he has ridiculous powers. So, yeah.
All right, next question. Right here in the middle.
Going back to Danny's relationship with characters on the show, knowing that he was best friends with Jackson, do you think that he still keeps in contact with Jackson now that Jackson's in England?
Sorry, you gotta repeat that a little bit louder.
Do you think he's still in contact with Jackson now that he's in London?
Well, I mean, everybody seems to be using video chat in Beacon Hills, so I don't see why Danny isn't keeping in touch with Jackson. Although it was never really explained whether or not Danny knew that Jackson died and came back to life and moved, or
well, you'd think that would be really weird that there wouldn't have been a funeral.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't write the show. Sorry, guys, I'm out.
Plot hole waiting to be filled.
You.
All right, next question. Right over here.
If you were to choose to be in a wolf pack, and if Danny were to choose, which one would you choose, and why?
What kind of pack? What? Sorry.
Which pack would Danny choose to align himself with? Like, or would he make his own?
I think Danny would make his own. He would so make his own.
Who'd be in your pack?
Well, a lot of people are already taken.
It's okay. You can totally steal them.
Styles. Danny would bite Styles. I think he would do it more just to, like, more just to laugh at Styles being a werewolf. He would do it, like, kind of out of spite, like, as, like, an entertaining sidekick to keep around.
The Adventures of Danny and Styles, new show. Or Misadventures.
Yeah. All right, cool. Next question. I saw a hand over here somewhere. Ah, right here.
So, since you said that you liked, like, everybody's cosplay that were today, if you could be a cosplayer too, what would you cosplay and why?
Sorry. You get that?
I think... Is it, like, asking about his dream cosplay to do?
Yeah. Your own cosplay experience. You said last night you were working on something.
Yeah, funny enough, I am a cosplayer.
That's
wait,
why
how is that
a
news?
Judge.
Yes. No. I am a bit of a cosplayer. It more started out as Halloween, you know, just going all out for my Halloween costumes. But then I learned about the convention world, and as I attended more, I feel like it almost became a necessity to be able to walk the floor normally. And I am now working on cosplay that I want to do, that are my dream cosplay. Unfortunately, I have the resources and friends who have the skills that I need to put them together. But one of them, which I probably won't hide, is a Nightwing version of Batman Beyond. But I want the costume to be mechanical and functional. And I'm working on it. I have the specs already. You guys might see it someday. It'll probably take me about 2 years.
Cool deal.
It'd be worth waiting for, though. Yeah. That would be an amazing costume, I think.
What about Silver Surfer?
What's that?
What about Silver Surfer?
Silver Surfer?
You said you'd like to be him.
Yeah, it's... I feel like I'd have to be CGI'd for that.
Oh, man. All right, we have time for one more question.
There's one right there. Anyone?
Right here.
Oh, there we go.
In season 4, does Danny get a relationship as serious as like he was with Ethan?
Sorry, I couldn't hear the question.
Do you get a relationship like as serious with as like you were with Ethan in season 4?
Does Danny get a relationship as serious as it was with Ethan?
In season 4.
In season 4. Can't say the thing. Sorry. One more question. Because right. Season 4, there's just so much we're not allowed to talk about.
All right. Anyone else have a question? One more. We got one more right here in the front.
Can you tell us something that you are allowed to say about season 4?
We have a lot of new characters. And there's a lake house.
Yes. And there is a season 4.
And there is a season 4. June 23rd.
So soon.
Thanks,
guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Don't forget, if you guys want to come and see any of us at all, we're in booth 834. We're going to be hanging around, so feel free to drop by. We love seeing all of you, so yeah.
If not, come by just to hear her accent. 834.
And Kiahu, where are you at on the floor?
With it?
He's with us.
Oh, you're with them?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like one big happy family.
That's why I get to make
fun
of them.
What do you know? What do you know?
No holds barred here.
Well, hey, we want to thank the Not Another Teen Wolf podcast for hosting this Q&A with Kiahu. And we want to thank you guys, our fans here at Indie PopCon. Hope you guys are having a good time. And enjoy the rest of the day.